Muskegon. Welcome to the Credit Guy Show. I'm Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. the Credit Guy, and we will be helping you to transform your credit.
Now, here's your credit guy, Dave.
Hello, Muskegon, and good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, hump day. Right, Lady J?
Yes.
It's half over.
Yay!
And then we've got Memorial Day coming up next week, so that'll be good.
I hope so.
Right, we had a near-death experience on the way in here this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm glad you made it.
I am, too. I really am. That would have been like some Final Destination type thing going on right there.
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Exactly, I am, too.
It's a beautiful day out today. It should be nice today, and then rain, I see, for the rest of the week.
You know what? I don't really mind the rain.
No?
It cools everything off when it's hot.
Has it been too hot for you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't. I mean, I like hot, but I don't like extremely hot.
Well, I don't think it's been extremely hot yet, but hopefully things will improve. So we are brought to you by First General Credit Union, as always, my favorite credit union in Muskegon. And if you want to call in live, 231-722-8338 is the phone number. I'm much better at that now, eh, Lady J?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I've
almost memorized it.
Almost?
Yeah, almost. I still feel like I need to look at the number, but if you want to call in, we'd love to have you, and we are on Periscope as well. So, Lady J, you know, a lot of people wonder, you know, what is a credit union? You know, they hear union, they think, well, you've got to be part of some sort of membership to be in a credit union, and that is true. But a lot of people ask, why would people choose to be in a credit union over a bank? And I think people are just tired of all the big bank fees that they always charge. They're just tired of the bad bank customer service. People are making the switch, and over 100 million people now belong to a credit union, according to the Credit Union National Association. So I think credit unions are really becoming more of an alternative to the too big to fail banks. And, you know, I think that the fees are lower. We can certainly make loans outside the box, is what I like to say. And, you know, if you're thinking about joining a credit union, what I would tell you is it really depends on the credit union's charter. At First General Credit Union, members who live or work or worship in the 5-county area, Oceana, Newaygo, Muskegon, Kent, and Ottawa, they qualify for membership at our credit union. But what I would tell you to do is reach out to that credit union and find out what kind of qualifications you need to join. And it's a lot different than it used to be. Previously, it was only affiliated by your employer. But now it really is dependent on a lot of different factors. And some are as loose as working in the state or living in the state. So I would encourage you to join a credit union if you can. Is it easier to get a loan for a credit union? You know, at First General, we have the ability to loan outside the box. We can evaluate our members' financial situation and determine if that loan makes sense on our own, rather than having a government agency dictate our loan underwriting guidelines. And I think that makes us different because we can hold things inside. And really, most credit unions struggle with lending the money out, finding places for people who want a loan. We have more money than we need. We really need to lend out more money. So we can lend out not based on government guidelines. We have our own guidelines. And if you're a member of the credit union, we'll do everything we can. If we can't help you now, we will coach you up to the situation where you can actually get the loan that you want. So we've got all the tools to do that. What rates do customers expect to pay at a credit union? Well, on average, you'll find higher rates on savings and lower rates on lending than a bank. And that includes all types of lending, including home loans, auto loans, and credit cards. All of the services you find at a bank, you can now get at a credit union. So, you know, in the past, credit unions couldn't offer the full suite of services, but over the last 10 or 15 years, they've really gotten into just about everything. And we're doing mortgages now over the credit union. And what I like about some of the opportunities that we have at the credit union is we can lend home equity lines of credit out on our own. So we don't have to conform to Fannie and Freddie and what their guidelines are. Lady J, how do you feel about that?
That feels good.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, did you doze off there for a second?
No. Okay. This microphone issue.
Yeah. So what is it about a credit union that allows them to do that? Why can't banks offer higher rates on savings and lower rates on lending? Well, credit unions are owned and operated by its members. So any profits that the credit union makes stay inside the credit union. So a bank is responsible to stockholders to generate a return on their investment. So the banks have to charge higher rates to cover the operating costs and provide a profit, where credit unions are not for profit, I should say. They only need to cover their operating expenses. So the profit motive is really given back to the members. And that's the whole idea. And really it goes back to the roots of our country, I kind of feel like. You know, at one point, people lent each other money. There weren't banks out there. And that's what I feel like a credit union is and what that can provide. What about locations? Credit unions have only one or two locations. Well, that is true. But most credit unions belong to a shared branch syndicate. So the credit unions have more locations than any bank could ever dream of offering. So we are part of all the credit unions have gotten together. And if you are, like, let's say in Florida, you can go to a shared branch and use a branch down there just like it was the branch up here. It might have a different name on the front door, but because we're all together and linked together, they have access to your account. You can make a withdrawal, a deposit, just like it was a branch of your credit union, but it'd be in Florida, in Colorado, in California, in Maine, in downtown Detroit, in the UP, I mean, really anywhere. So that really is a huge advantage that credit unions have over banks. And if you want to find out more about that, we can send you over to 1stgeneral.com, our website. You can find out all about the shared branch banking, auto loans, boat loans. We've got a great deal on boat loans right now if you're thinking about getting a boat. And, you know, I wish I could do a better job of letting everybody know about it. But everybody who seems to find us for the boat loan, they're very happy with the longer terms we offer, with the lower rates that we offer. If you're going to get a boat, if you're going to get a toy, you can actually come to us and get a great rate, but we also offer 90 days no payment. So you can go 90 days before you make your first payment. Because many times, Lady J, I had a boat once. Mm-hmm. As soon as you buy a boat, you need to buy a life jacket, you need to buy skis, you need to buy tow ropes, you need to buy stuff for the trailer. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, and it adds up quick. So what's nice about the 90 days no pay is that you can get your boat and then have a little extra money to, you know, outfit it and then start
making
the payments.
Yeah, don't you have to have the gas to put in the boat? I heard it costs a lot to fill it up.
You could get a sailboat. But, but even a sailboat, you're going to have a lot of rigging and a lot of things
that's
like that.
That's too much work.
It is a lot of work.
Just push a button and pull it back.
Right. Well, my son and I actually have been renovating, buying and flipping boats, basically. And we started with a very small boat, and now we're up to a 21-foot Flying Scott is what it's called. But he loves it. That's what he likes to do. He likes to sail. I'm not big. I like motors. You know, I like to be able to go faster. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like. But it's very expensive. Anything you buy for a boat, like every time you buy something, it's $500. You know?
Yikes.
I need
what
a new
rudder.
What kind
of gas does that take?
A sailboat?
Or no, not a sailboat.
It takes a regular gas. I mean, if you can get it on a trailer, you can fill it up at a gas tank.
Oh, really?
But if the boat's too big, you have to go to a marina, and they really jack up the prices.
Oh, really?
On gas, yeah.
Because I heard it was like two tanks or something in there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are some boats that'll take 100 gallons of gas. Yeah.
Does it really burn that quick?
Depends on the size of the boat, right? I mean, some of them have two motors, and you get a boat that big, you want to have a couple motors on it in
Note
case one
to
goes
self,
out.
Don't buy a boat.
But you don't have to pay property taxes if you live on it.
Don't buy a boat.
All right. So we're going to get back into the credit talk, but I wanted to talk about, you know, the benefits of a credit union. If you don't use them, you know, I'd love for you to come over to First General, but if you're outside our area, would, you know, definitely check out a credit union. I'm pro credit union, but especially First General, 1stgeneral.com. We've got a great programs over there, including the credit launcher, which I hear people signing up every day for this now, and it's gone very well, and we've had people go from 14 to 56 points up after 2 months, which
very
I think
nice.
Is pretty awesome.
And I just wanted to say, since I've actually entered the program, I've gone up 38 points.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any bad reports.
Right. I don't either.
38 points. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's been like 1 month.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what happens when you have a credit guy come up with a credit program.
There you go.
You're going to make something happen.
And it's free. Free people.
Well, you do have to join the membership.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
still
then
free.
There's a small interest on any installment loans that you get.
Yeah. I think it was like $2 or something like that.
Yeah. The interest rate's very low.
Yeah. And that's the only reason why I did it. Otherwise, it was expensive.
Right.
I'd hightail it out of there.
Me too. I'm very cost conscious.
Yeah.
That's how I like to say it. Yeah. But wow, that's awesome, Lady J. I'm very happy about that for you and for me too.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yes.
So if you're out there, you want to, now this isn't for people who are like, oh, maybe I want to get my credit better and I'm not really committed. No, this is for people who want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want any half baked ideas. I want some people who are serious about it. Improving their credit, because it's not only new accounts, new good accounts, which is what this is. It's getting your other things in line, getting your financial life in line is the key. And if you're not serious about it, we don't want you to come over. But if you're serious about improving your credit and getting in a better situation, and we're going to take a picture with Lady J in front of her new house when we get her there.
I'm excited.
Yeah, maybe we should do it live from your house.
Ooh, Facebook Live?
No, well, yeah, we could do that. Or the radio show or whatever. But
I'm having a backyard barbecue.
Yeah. We could have some people show up. So that'd be great. And so, like I said, Credit Launcher, 1ST General, you can find out more there. But really happy with the early returns on it. And we are going to get into the credit questions that we have had in the past, right, Lady J?
Yes, we'll get into one right before the break, I suppose.
Well, let me talk a little bit about trended credit data.
Okay.
Many of you probably don't know, and this is really higher level stuff, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they are the government-owned agencies that buy all the loans. And they are in the process of integrating something called trended credit data. And trended credit data is looking deeper into every account on your credit report and looking at the trend. And the things that they're looking at are, what is the high balance? What is the balance that you owe? What is your scheduled payment? And then how much did you pay? So it looks at those four things that they did not look at in the past. Up till right now, they didn't look at that. All they looked at was, did you pay on time or didn't you? And that was it. So now they're looking at those four things: high credit, balance owed, scheduled payment, what did you pay? That is very important. And, that's going to be on utilities, on installment loans, on credit cards. The trended credit data is going to be across the board on your credit report. And you can see it. Some of the places where you get your credit report, it is on there. Now, Experian's not ready, unfortunately. But TransUnion and Equifax both have the trended data on their credit report right now. And starting July 1st, it's June, I think, 29th, Fannie and Freddie are going to look at that data and consider that when they approve you for a loan or deny you from a loan. And it's been out there for a while. It's been out there. They have 30 months on the credit report. Fannie's only going to look at 24 months. But it's going to be very important more than ever that you live your life in a way that it reflects well on trended data. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do so you can be successful when you apply for a loan with Fannie and Freddie. And by the way, 99% of the loans, the home loans that are done, the first home loans, not the home equities, the original home loan, go through Fannie and Freddie. So this is very important information. It's a huge change. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to adjust your life so you can take advantage of this. We're going to talk about trended credit data right now. It's really is huge in the credit industry. People don't realize this is going on, and it will impact everyone who applies for a mortgage. Now, originally they were talking about upgrading the FICO scoring model when this went through. I think they didn't do that because Experian's not ready. We are going to have trended credit data. So what's kind of interesting about this is by Fannie integrating this into their decisioning, but not the FICO scoring model, it means scores are going to become less important and how you pay your bills is going to become more important. Okay, so people who have, you could have two people with 650 credit scores. One person might get approved and one person might get denied based on their trended credit data.
Yikes.
Yeah, so how you pay is going to be very important, and I want to talk a little bit about what they look at. So they look at the high credit, the balance you owe, the scheduled payment, and what did you pay. So, you know, a lot of people feel like that might be rigged, but it's not rigged because you're listening to me right now, and I'm going to tell you how to beat it, okay? So we're going to beat trended credit data by doing what I tell you. Now, it's not glamorous. It's like paying your bills on time and keeping your balances low, right? Boring.
Right.
Yeah. But here's what you could do. Take your credit cards, okay, and call them up and say, hey, I've been a loyal client with you for a long time. I'd like you to increase my balance. So I want to have my high credit as high as you'll give it to me. If you'll give me a $20,000 high limit, I want it.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Only if you use it, right? You got to be disciplined. You can't be like, well, I got another, I need a car.
$20,000, yeah, you never know what's
going to happen. Going to the club every night and put it on the card.
There you go.
You can't do that. But if you raise your limit, see, trended credit data doesn't look at, well, how much is the limit? It just looks at how much do you use. So if you use your credit card like, you know, $2,000, $3,000 a month and your limit is $1,000, then it looks like you're maxed out. But if your limit is 20,000, then you're under the 5 to 9%, right? You're at 5 to 9%.
So you can get like a $20,000 limit credit card and then like only use $10 out of it and still
yeah.
be looking like,
oh, looking yeah. like, yeah, looking like you're awesome. You're beating the trended credit data that
Give
way.
Give me a black card. I'm just playing.
Yeah. Right, but then you pull it out and everybody's like, oh,
yeah,
she's buying. See, and then you're, yeah.
I'm like, no. It's my mom's or my dad's.
Right. So trended credit data, if you raise that up, so to one of the things you can do is raise your high credit as high as you can. But remember, don't spend a lot on it. Now, the other thing that becomes very important is paying your balances before the reporting date. We talked about this a lot already, and we haven't even been on the show that long. But paying your balances before the reporting date is going to be critical because that's when they report the information. So if your balance, let's say you're running a $1,000 balance a month and you pay on the reporting date, on the due date, but that reporting date is before the due date, so you're showing a higher balance every month, you are not going to benefit from the trended credit data information because even though you're paying on time, they're looking at the balance at the time of the payment. So if you pay before the reporting date, that's where you're going to come up with the advantages of trended credit data. So you're keeping your balances low, and you're getting it low right before they report. So even if it's $10 or whatever you pay, the reporting date is the key date. You pay that down right before they report it to the repository. And we talked about that before. And I guess you could go back and listen to other shows that we had on it. But reporting date becomes so important now. That I hope that everybody takes my advice and starts paying before the reporting date. It's very key.
Yeah, I think that would be, it's really easy. I mean, because if you're still going to pay off the bill, mm-hmm. If you can pay it off a little bit earlier, might as well get it out the way.
Right. So one final way to kind of address trended credit data is going to be keep 3 to 5 bank credit cards active somehow. You don't want them to go to zero. So if you look through your credit report and you find an account that you haven't used in a while, use it. So keep your accounts active. So if you had 000 and then you reactivate that account, you're going to get the benefit from, you know, very low or zero payments all that time. But you kind of need to keep that active at a low level. It's funny that, you know, if you want to get a loan, you can't get a loan when you need the money, right? You only get a loan when you don't need the money, right? That's what bankers think. They think, well, they don't need the money. I guess we'll give it to them because they can pay us back. So even though you might not be applying for a loan now, what you need to do is get your finances in order because you don't know what's going to happen a year or 2 years from now. Get your balances down as low as you can. Increase that high limit. Pay on before the reporting date. Keep your credit cards active. And you'll have, and that'll be, you'll have a good score because of that too. But the trended credit data is going to be important if you're applying for a mortgage. So that's good advice for both. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think they're looking at the ability to repay closer. And I think that's a good thing for everyone because we don't want to go through the mortgage meltdown again.
Yeah, that'd be...
They made movies about that, right? I mean, anytime they're making a movie about some sort of tragedy, it's not good.
Yeah, especially when it comes to mortgage. I think that could be very bad.
Well, it's where people live.
Yeah. Exactly. People to take that seriously.
Yeah. And, you know, I watched The Big Short last week for the first time. And, you know, I remember driving around looking at houses because we were buying and fixing and renting houses at that time. Every house had a for sale sign. Every one.
You know, and they're selling for way cheaper than you would ever imagine. I had a friend come from, I think it was Oklahoma, and she was saying that the houses that are big, like maybe 2-3 stories, sell for about $100,000, where here it's like half that cost. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and I think there's still opportunity here, especially in Muskegon, and maybe one show we can do, I'll tell my story about how we started buying and selling and renting homes and how that went, and maybe I'd give you some advice if you wanted to do that as well. But
sounds good.
We'll do that in the future. But trended credit data is out there. It's coming very soon. It's a huge change, and nobody's covered it in the mainstream media at all. But like I said, if you want a loan, then apply for it when you don't need it, because that's when your financial situation is the best. And always be prepared, right? That's the Boy Scout motto.
Be prepared.
Yeah, always be prepared. And that's my son's an Eagle Scout.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I've sat through many, many Boy Scout meetings, and it's a great. It's great. I mean, I'm so glad I went through it because I got my Bald Eagle Scout badge.
What is that?
Well, that's when you're losing your hairline and you become an assistant scout master. You get your Bald Eagle Scout. No, a great program. I can't say enough about the Boy Scouts. I just love the whole thing about it. But if you have a son, I would suggest you get him involved. And the Cub Scouts are great, but it's nothing like the Boy Scouts. I mean, once you get there, the boys actually run the troop, and the leadership that they pick up from that is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
You know, my son led us on our Philmont hiking 50 miles, and the boys lead the adults and the kids. I mean, he had the responsibility for all of us, and it was just amazing.
Say 50 miles?
Yeah, 50 miles with like a 40 or 50-pound backpack on our back, everything we needed, up to 12,500 feet on Mount Baldy. So it was amazing. I didn't think, I mean, we prepared for a long time for this, and the old guys, we did okay.
How long did it take you to cross 50 miles?
We were out there for about 6 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we were seven, eight miles a day.
Were you starting your own fires with, the flint to stone?
No, we brought matches.
Okay.
It's not like that anymore, Lady J.
Rubbed the sticks together.
No, but it was amazing. And everybody's always horrified by the potty opportunities out there. But actually, there were some outhouses, so it was good.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay. No bears,
there
right?
were. We did see a bear. Yeah, black bear. Yeah.
I can't. I don't.
Everybody wanted to see the black bear, though. But yeah. We didn't pet it. Yeah. We didn't pet the bear. But they all the boys, you know how they are. I mean, oh, we saw a black bear. They want to go through that.
Oh, that's nice. As long as it didn't come towards you,
it wasn't. No, it was a safe distance.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, we're talking about credit reports right now. And Lady J, if you got a question. We talked about trended credit data and the benefits of using a credit union. I'd like to say again that First General Credit Union is the sponsor of the show, and I work there. I'm the marketing VP of marketing over there. Would love to see you. If you have a credit situation or you're not sure and you live in the Muskegon area, come over to my office. I'd be happy to sit down, look at your credit report, get a plan together, and probably enroll you in the Credit Launcher program, which is really doing a lot of good for people, and I'm very happy about that.
Yes, yes. I had a question of my own, not exactly from somebody else, but
okay.
There's three credit bureaus.
Yeah.
TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
Is one older than the other? Were they all made at the same time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there are three major repositories, right? And they gather all of the information together, and then they sell it. So where did they come from? Well, Guy Wolford and his brother Cater, in the late 1800s, Guy went to work at this general store, and the store owner had actually put together a book about how people paid. So what Guy did, he was the first person to do this, is finish the book and then sell it to other merchants in the area. So it was a handwritten book that they then copied on like giant presses and sold it to other people in the area. And then they were in Chattanooga. They moved to Atlanta, which is where Equifax is based right now.
Oh.
And they were very early in the pioneering of computers over there. They adopted them, you know, fairly quickly. They did a lot of investigation on people, like for insurance as well. And actually, Equifax, they had a different name prior to that, but they changed their name because it was so affiliated negatively, because they were coming into towns and they were writing up reports and they were seeing how, you know, if you were sleeping around or if you had a baby, a daddy, or they looked at everything.
Really?
Yeah, and what kind of political affiliations you had.
It's almost like a private investigator.
Yeah, and that's where the Fair Credit Reporting Act came from, is the government said, oh, hold on a second, that's a little too much information.
Yeah.
So they put a law out there, so that did limit their ability. But Equifax is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and you can own shares in it. I think it's right around $20 or $30. It really doesn't move at all. It's like the same all the time. They have been buying up other companies that do verifications for a lot of different things, but like tax return verifications and employment verifications. There's something called the work number that kind of has all of our employment data. So they are still gathering the data, and that's why you want to go out and make sure it's correct. So definitely want to pull your credit report from annualcreditreport.com. That's free. Don't buy the score. Don't buy anything. Just pull that report. Make sure it's correct. If it's not, they have a link on your credit report where you dispute things.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're not going to dispute anything right before a loan, but longer term, you're going to look at it individually. Like if this is really an error, then you dispute it. If you have documentation, you know, provide it. If you can go back to the original creditor, you can do that too. It's not an all or nothing process. And some people feel like, well, I'll just dispute everything and then see what happens. And what can happen is those things can come back on the report later. So
I'm hoping I'm actually like past that point.
I think some people probably are, but you know, that's what a lot of credit repair companies do. So they'll tell you, well, I can get all this stuff deleted, and they do, but it's only deleted for a short period of time, because eventually the original creditor will validate that debt and it'll show back up on the credit report.
It's usually like what, 3 to 6 months?
30 days they have to validate it, but the creditor can respond after that.
Oh.
So if you file a dispute and the creditor doesn't respond in 30 days, it comes off.
Mm-hmm.
But they can confirm that debt further than that, okay? They have more time than that to confirm the debt, so it can come back on. So if you go to a credit repair person, they'll dispute everything, in 30 days they'll want their money, and you pay them because it looks better, and then just after that is when reality sets back in.
Oops.
Yeah. So that's why I don't recommend. I mean, I'm on an email list of a credit repair person just to see what he does. He kind of stole my name a little bit. Not
really?
Not Dave Sullivan, but the credit guy. So I'm on his email list, and he charges like $400 for the first month and then $96 every month after that. And if it's two people, it's only $600 up front.
Oh, that's the way.
Yeah, and then like $120. I'm like, if you just took that money and paid your debt down,
you've been fine.
Probably. You'd be fine. You know, unless you're trying to scam things. I mean, that might be a better way. But anyway, that's my point. So that's Equifax. And I guess we'll have to cover maybe the other two. Well, I can do it briefly.
Okay.
TransUnion Rockefeller started out of the Union Tank Line Company in Chicago. Changed hands a couple times, and then Warren Buffett owned it. And then he sold it to Goldman Sachs, and then they took it public. So it's public now, too.
Okay.
But I like the whole, like, titans of industry that handed it off throughout history. And then Experian, which is my favorite credit bureau, I think they try the hardest to work with people, and I like how they came out of the TRW corporation. So TRW, based in Detroit, right, auto parts maker. Mm-hmm. They make power steering. I mean, they invented that. Mm-hmm. And was a division of their company that did business lending, so they had business data, and then they added consumers. D. Van Skilling took that company private along with a private investor. They approached a company out of Europe to buy their company with their credit data. That company turned around and said, no, we want to buy you guys. So they made $500 million in the course of 3 months because they bought it from somebody. So they flipped it, basically.
Gosh.
Made $500 million, and nobody's ever seen that guy. D. Van Skilling's vanished because he's got so much money. You know, he just, that's what happened to me. If I ever came in, you'd never see me again. But so that's the history of them. All three of them gather the information and then sell it, right? And they're like, and some people are like, oh, they're selling my information. I don't like that. Well, if you want to go into Home Depot, you can get pretty much a $5,000 line of credit and get whatever you want. There are benefits, so it's not all negative. But it's your responsibility to keep things tight, to make sure everything's correct. Don't say, oh, that's them, that's their responsibility. No, it's you. You pull it, you keep on top of it, so that way you can have whatever you want at the lowest rate available. And that's what I want for everybody listening and everybody watching on Periscope. I want you to be able to walk into any store, get any mortgage that you want at the lowest rate out there. You benefit, right? That's what I want everybody to do, and I hopefully we're creating more interest in that. And we will be back every Wednesday at this time, 10 until 10:30, talking about credit scoring, Boy Scouts, and sailboats. Right?
Of course.
And hopefully we'll catch you then.